This is the place where sports opinions collide, Dead End 365. Well, let me start over because I was looking at the TV, not the camera. This is the place where sports opinions collide, Dead End 365. Hear what you got, Sheldon J, man. I was trying to think of a topic to give y'all, and somebody asked me earlier, how did I join Dead End Sports? Well, the way I got on the show was I used to work with FIFO at a job, and I was listening to, he told me he had a podcast, whatever. He didn't really tell me how big it was, but told me he had a podcast, whatever. So I was like, yeah, you know, I talk too. I can talk shit with the best of them. So I remember looking it up. I was like, whoa, these dudes, like, they really got a show. They don't have just some play stuff. So I was like, dang, they really got something. So I was watching it, and it was Dead End Hip Hop. And watching Dead End Hip Hop, I started getting into it. And I started having my own opinions, and I'm screaming at the camera, the computer, like, nah, you wrong, you this, you that. And I had some very pointed opinions about a particular rapper. One particular day, I was at the studio with the guys, and I told FIFO I wanted, you know, to do some stuff, and I would comment to him at work about how I felt about that stuff. Well, long story short, he said, well, let's start a show. He wanted me to join the show because I do K-pop on the side. Well, not on the side. That's what I do. I do K-pop, writing, songwriting. He said, I want you to join the show. So we started a show called Black Korea. Did that. You know, we had some decent success with it or whatever. But before we even got into that good, he invited me to the studio one day. I came up and they went live in the studio on the Dead End Hip Hop Instagram. Well, I made some comments about a rapper that did not go over well at all. And I was humbled really quickly, brought down to earth really fast. Well, meeting with the guys, everybody was cool. We vibed real good. And I think he invited me just to come by. I wanted to redeem myself. I wanted to get on something. And I was like, they ain't gonna let me on Dead End Hip Hop. So I knew they were talking sports. I said, well, I know sports. So I asked him, I begged him basically to let me come by one day. He was like, yeah, come on up. Well, I missed the time when he asked me to come. So he asked me to come back again. I went back that next time. And I think the first show I was on was the Kobe episode, maybe. I think that was the first one when Kobe passed away. If I'm not mistaken, it may have been the first or second one. I can't remember either. I'm going to have to look back. But that Kobe episode was a really good episode, and it was really emotional. But I was like, well, can I come back again? It was like, yeah. And before you knew it, they just kept letting me come back. And that's where it started, man. And I'm glad to be here. Thankful to be with my guys, man. We have a great time every week. I love the fact that this show and the people that I work with, they're true professionals. Like, they know what they're doing. And you don't ever have to worry about the animosity and stuff. And, you know, what you see is what you get. These are real people. And these arguments last off camera about sports. It goes on day in, day out, night, day, all the time. But, you know, you got passionate people who have one common goal. And that's the best thing about being on Dead End. So that's how I joined Dead End Sports. Once again, thank y'all for being with us. As you like, subscribe, share. Appreciate you all. Thanks, and we out. Peace.